Okay, I'm on the line with Sue Gamache with Donlin Gold, who scored a trip up to McGrath, and she's got some news for us from McGrath. How are you doing tonight, Sue?
We're doing great. Nice weather up here. We saw the headlights. You see them coming way up the river before they get here.
So I guess so. One of our mushers came through here. Who just came through?
Richie just came through here. He came. He came in with, I believe, 15 dogs, and he dropped one here. He looked good. The dogs looked good. I asked him how the travel had been, and he said, you know, it's good now that they're through the burn, that the trip between Nikolai and here at McGrath was good, and he was going on to Takotna. And it was kind of cool. There were some of the Donhauser relatives that lived here in McGrath that were out there. So he had a little bit of a cheering section, which was kind of cool.
Right, right. What was his mood like?
He seemed real good, real alert. I tried to get a, you know, interview with him, or, you know, to talk with him a little bit. Of course, he was, you know, all business, went up and checked the dogs all the way up to the front of the team, and then came back and got on the sled and took off. But he looked really good. He didn't look as tired as I thought he would look. And the dogs you know, all of the mushers that have been coming in, you know, trying to set the break there and, you know, hold in and everything. The dogs are just raring to go.
Well, that's pretty amazing considering the trail that they've gone through and how long they've gone at this stint of the race. They're into 300 some miles. Well, great, Sue. We'll be talking to you again. Are you going to stay up and watch Pete, or are you hitting the sack?
I am going to stay up and watch, wait for Pete. I'm just going to stay here at the checkpoint because they have the tracker on here and stuff. So we'll hopefully get to talk with him in a little while here, too.
Okay, great. Sue, we'll talk to you then. Thanks a lot.